Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
And it's Summer Memories, where we chat to some well-known names and faces to reminisce about those summers long time ago. Today I'm joined by writer and broadcaster Maya Dunphy, who's with me in studio. Good afternoon, Maya. Are you a summer lover?
Do you know what? Look at the colour of my skin. I'm very pale. When I was younger, my mum was Spanish and my siblings got the olive skin. I got my dad's New Ross skin. And I used to get heat rash as a kid.
Really?
I grew out of it, thankfully. But I wasn't...
Robbed.
And I think, you know, all bodies are beach bodies and all that, but I wasn't a natural summer baby. I'm more an autumn slag.
Really? Yeah. So this is not your time to shine as such?
I don't think so.
No.
Not really.
Autumn leaves and winter coats.
Yeah, I do love, I mean, we all love sunshine.
Mm.
A good Irish summer is for me. You know, where it gets to 24, 25 degrees, you can still talk, you can still walk.
Yeah, but enjoy
it. When it gets to, like, I spent a year in Australia, I spent a year in Malaysia, actually.
Right.
And you're right in the equation, I was working with animals over there, so you're constantly sweaty. And constantly kind of 32, 33 degrees. And you get used to it, but then you come back and you think, oh, I missed seasons.
Really, yeah. Of which we have them, you know, double and triple times a day in Ireland. That's the problem, isn't it? What's your first summer memory, Maya?
I was thinking about this one, and I say I was very lucky that we did go abroad a lot when I was younger. But my grandmother was Spanish, and she had, now don't laugh, she had a flat in Benidorm. Now, before everyone goes, oh, here we go. Before all day happy hours and Sticky Vicky and Stag Night.
Yeah, Benidorm, the Strip. Isn't that where they, the pubs
before
and the restaurants?
Newtown, it's very snobby now. But it was called Madrid's Beach. And my granny had, like, she was from a very difficult background. She worked very hard. She bought herself this little flat in Benidorm Old Town. So we got to go there a lot as kids, which was great. But there's one particular memory. And you know, as a child, when someone tells you something that isn't true, but you believe it to be true, and then they forget to tell you that it wasn't true. It's like the dog going to a farm, that kind of thing. So I woke up one morning and the flat was at no air conditioning, really small. There were six of us crammed into a two-bedroom apartment. But the front door was gone. And my granny had put a broom and a mop in a cross shape across the threshold.
No way.
And I was like, we called her. I said, Mamita, that's what I called her. I said, what happened to the door? And she said, oh, someone stole it during the night. I was like, someone stole the front door. Just going out into the third floor apartment block. And that wasn't what happened. But then 20-odd years later, she was actually still alive. And I said, do you remember, Mamita, when your front door was stolen? She went, what are you talking about? Turns out she was replacing the front door. And they told me that. But then nobody made the decision to tell me that it wasn't true.
It wasn't true.
So I came home and dined out for years on this, that somebody had stolen our front door in the night.
I love the innocence.
Weird summer memory.
Yeah, it's amazing. Your best summer holiday memory, Maya?
Do you know what? I couldn't pinpoint one. I think I was very lucky. I had lots and lots of nice holidays.
But what
I was thinking was, I had lots of great holidays as a child with my family. Then I had lots of great holidays as an adult with, you know, with boyfriends and then with my husband and now with my son. But in the last few years, when my marriage ended, I came back to Dublin and I was a bit bereft. My mum said, well, we're going away. Because what do you do on holiday when you're a single parent? It can be quite lonely. So in the last 6 or 7 years, I started going with my parents again and they became my family unit again. And they are now, that I've since I've lost my mum, are some of my best holiday memories. And the first one, I thought, oh God, I feel like a teenager even though I'm 40. But actually those three generation, excuse me.
Okay.
Sorry. The three generation holidays can be
amazing,
quite lovely.
I'd say,
and especially after the fact if you do lose somebody. So I think the last few years we had some lovely trips and around Spain with my parents, which were gorgeous.
Yeah.
And I got to leave Tom with them when he was a baby and go out for a drink as well.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally tops off the holiday. Did you have a summer job growing up as a school girl?
Yeah, I worked from 13. I was obviously the babysitting, then I was a nurse's aide in a nursing home Christmas and Easter. Yeah,
so that's a very unusual summer job.
Instilled. That was, yeah, Christmas and Easter.
So the level of responsibility now as a teenager doing that.
The holy holidays.
Yeah.
It was run by the nuns. Yeah, I do. And actually,
that was a very serious job. Like the rest of us
I had that from 16, but I only did that for a few holiday groups. It was a difficult job. And because I wasn't a trained nurse, obviously, I was doing a lot of bed making and emptying commodes. And you'd have to carry the commode down to the sluice room. And sometimes you'd feel it sloshing. But I'm not squeamish. I can clean. So when people say, oh, my toilet's about to go, I'll come round. It's grand. But that wasn't my worst holiday. When I was 19 then, I started university. everyone was applying for J1s and things. And Disneyland Paris had opened about 5 years before.
Stop.
This was the mid-90s. So I applied for a job in Disneyland Paris. This story isn't going where you think.
Oh,
it's
right.
Going. And I thought,
this was your equivalent of the J1 effectively for you.
Yes, I will be, maybe I could be Snow White or sit and have breakfast with the kids.
I could see you as a Disney princess.
So I did the interview. Do you know what I got offered? Chambermaid. And a friend of mine had done it the year before, and she said, don't take, no disrespect to Disney, I'm sure they're great employers, but Mickey runs a tight ship, Andrea. And she said, it is harder work than any other hotel. There's thousands of rooms and you will work to the bone. So the other job I was offered that same summer was as a tour guide for Hennessy Cognac. So I took that job.
Oh my God.
So I never took the Disney job, but the Hennessy Cognac job was without
Where
doubt,
was that based?
In Cognac, in France.
Right.
And it was very good. I was a really shy kid and they only had 8 jobs and they were for all around Europe. So friends of mine applied, but I was the only one who got the job. And when I arrived there, there was 8 little bedsits in a big house in Cognac in the town centre. And there was 2 other Irish kids there who I didn't know before. There was 2 Spanish girls, 2 French guys. So we were all there on our own and like totally blossomed that summer and got paid so well. And we were only 19. Actually, I was 18. I was turning 19 that summer. But we were told by the company, you are ambassadors for Hennessy. You're not allowed to be drunk in the town. You can't let the side down. And we were a nice bunch of kids.
Was that a struggle as a teenager away from home at 19?
No, not really. Because the worst job was 2 years previously when I was an au pair in Paris.
So have you flew in French?
Oh, not fluent. It would have been when I was younger.
Decent standard, though.
It's okay, by the signs of it.
So what an amazing summer job to have.
But the au pairing was not good. And it was back in the days. This would have been 1994. So I would have been 17, mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'd applied to do French in university, but I had never done French in school and I was worried I wouldn't be good enough. So I went to be an au pair. And I remember I arrived and I was like, where do I sleep? It's a 2-bedroom apartment and there's the parents and 2 kids. And they pulled out the sofa. And I just set up a camp bed and every morning said, if you get up at 7, please, and put your camp bed away. It was proper Harry Potter stuff. And they had no food in for me. All the kids' food was pre-frozen. And I remember thinking, what am I supposed to eat? So I lived on kids' leftovers, Nutella.
Stop.
And then I was there for 6 weeks. At the end of the 6 weeks, I got £180 for the whole 6 weeks.
And you basically didn't eat?
Terrible. Terrible.
Oh my God.
That was my worst job.
Anyway.
And then the next year was Hennessy.
Yeah.
What? Amazing.
You really, it was a total glow up that year. I hope you have some lifetime membership to Hennessy Cognac now, have you?
Do you know what? I saw recently there was limited edition bottles going around to influencers online. And I was like, well, tap, 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 tap. I never got one.
Well, you deserve one.
I never got
Whoever's
one.
Whoever's handling the PR for that, get onto my own for you.
30 years ago. So I think anyone who worked there at the time is probably
long gone. I was going to ask you, did you ever go to the Gaeltacht? But with all your travelling around Spain and France, you probably hadn't time.
No, I didn't.
I didn't either.
Did you not?
No. I went to German college.
Did you?
Yeah. German college in Wilson's Hospital in Multifarnham in Westmeath.
Do you speak fluent German?
No, I don't. I have a decent, I would have had a decent understanding. Like I'm much better at, you know, understanding what I hear than I am speaking it.
Yeah.
But I would say it's absolutely
gone to
dogs.
It's a lovely, logical
dogs.
Language. My son and I
Stop,
have
no.
great fun with German.
I feel I was robbed, didn't know how nice the French language is going to be as a kid. I should have known that and then I would have studied French in school rather than German.
God,
there's something very aggressive about German.
Like they just put all the word Flugenschlagen, Niederfolgenspagenschlugen. What does that mean? It's a double ice cream with chocolate on top. It's not actually, it's not. But I love how they compound their words. It's hilarious.
Yeah, it is a bit of a mad language. If you were to win the lotto, is there a dream holiday destination? Where are you going?
Oh, I would say I love wildlife and I love travel. I would say Galapagos Islands. I know it's probably more commercial now. I would have gone Galapagos Islands or mountain gorillas in Rwanda or Uganda.
My God.
I've never gone to Africa. I spent a year in Malaysia working with orangutans in my
20s. How did you end up doing that?
Because I just, animal mad. My friend and I, we wanted to go and volunteer and we just turned up and we did 2 months and then we asked them if we could do something more practical. We weren't zoologists, we weren't vets. And they said that building over there was built by the government a few years ago to be an information and exhibition centre, but no one has done anything with it. We said, we'll do it. So we did, stayed the rest of the year and set up an information centre, but whilst doing hands-on work with the orphaned baby orangutans.
My God.
Came back with all sorts of tropical diseases and scrapes and things, but great. But anyway, I would love to go and see the mountain gorillas.
Mm.
But having said that, in the last decade since Dublin Zoo opened their gorilla rainforest, honestly, Dublin Zoo, the new gorilla, not new, 10 years old, now 12 years old, is as good as anything you'll see.
Really, yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure it's not. So that's my fix. I get gorillas from Dublin Zoo, so maybe Galapagos Islands then.
Nice. Have you a favourite person to holiday with?
He's sitting outside waiting for me, Tom.
Ah.
My boy. I'm so lucky.
What age is he?
He's nearly 10.
Yeah. He's waving in at us here.
He's great. But he's such an old soul. Like, he likes nothing more than a nice restaurant and a lie-in. Like, it's
love
like going away with a friend. Because people often say, oh, you know, when they get cabin fever. And I go, no, I actually don't know what that feels like. I mean, because kids are a bit like dogs. Some of them are like Labradors and they have to be run for hours a day or they'll just bounce off the walls. Tom isn't. And we were in Frankfurt. Every year we do a little mini Christmas trip.
I love a Christmas market.
Oh, we love a Christmas market. And money was tighter last year, so we went to Frankfurt because it was cheaper. We now know why. And the old square in Frankfurt is lovely. It was ruined. It was bombed in the war, but they rebuilt the old square. But we were so sick of giant German sausages after 24 hours. Tom said, oh, can we find a nice restaurant?
So amazing.
He's just great.
Yeah.
And he has a real sense of adventure and he's obsessed with aviation. So even the airport is a holiday in itself.
Oh, that's fab.
And I won't have it forever. I'm sure when he's 16, he'll be
you're like, bye.
Anywhere with you. But then I'll get him back hopefully in his 20s.
Exactly. It comes full circle.
The free holiday.
Holiday romances? Any that bring
this
to mind?
I was almost going to say to you, please don't ask me this.
Like, I know, it's a horrible question. I don't like being asked that.
A kick and a stampede when I was in my teens. I mean, honestly, not one. I was trying to think. There wasn't one. And I remember 14 or 15, we went on holiday with our best friends, the Kellys. And Caroline, who I grew up with, she just turned gold within 24 hours in the sun. And she's such a lovely girl too, but she was just golden. And I was there, and I broke my jaw when I was a kid quite severely, which is why I have, so I had a mouth like a bag of broken Scrabble tiles. I had this very pale skin. There was no fake tan back then. My hair went fuzzy in the sun, and I was so self-conscious, which is terrible.
Yeah,
I'd
I know.
I'd sit on the beach in my jeans. I used to wear my jeans to the beach. So no wonder no lads came near me. And then I'd always have crushes on the older lads. And you can imagine a buck tooth. When I was 14, I looked like I was 10. A buck tooth, flat chested, you know, heat rash coated, jean wearing, pale 14-year-old.
Oh, stop.
Look at
you're
that.
Very hard on yourself, Maya. My God.
I've improved slightly because I've learned how to put a bit of makeup on a fake tan. But I remember once having this crush on this boy, Richard, who was probably 18. And we were all in mobile homes and he was staying in his parents' mobile home on his own. I spent all of my holiday money on buying him a Zippo lighter and left it on the steps of his mobile home with a little note from me. How sad is that?
It's adorable.
I know it's not adorable.
No, I love it. Top three things you can't holiday without.
Oh, okay. Tinted SPF. Again, because of the palette. It's great tinted.
Yeah.
Now you get your sun protection.
They've really come on.
They really have.
Yeah.
They don't transfer. Sculpted by Amy. Do the best leg. It's basically leg makeup. So it covers,
I know it.
Bruise, it's
the base thing, the double
base.
That's it.
So it's got SPF in it, covers bruises, covers veins, gives you a lovely glow. And you could sleep in white sheets and no shredded urine. It has to be scrubbed off. A bit of that, a book that I won't.
What get do you read?
To finish.
Typically.
I always bring a thriller on holidays.
Yeah, okay.
Like, I'm not a fan of biographies per se, but I like one that you get in and you're dying to get back to it to see. I can't remember because I was away last month and I bought, is it T.M. Logan? I'd never heard of him. He's a prolific thriller writer. And there was a little kind of take a book, leave a book in the place we were staying.
Oh, nice. So I love the way that's cropped up. It's cool, isn't it?
Yeah, we have one in our apartment block too and it's very handy.
Yeah.
And books you might not or otherwise
you wouldn't buy maybe.
You go, I'll give that a go and then you can always put it back. But I don't often get to finish a book. And then so baggage allowance, space in your bag to bring back food that I will become obsessed with when I'm away and then come home and go, oh, it doesn't taste the same here.
Not the same.
Like, I have limoncello in my fridge from 17 years ago. Then, oh, I'm going to have this after dinner every night.
Yeah.
Still there.
Still there.
Never goes
does
off,
anyone though. Drink limoncello?
No.
No. It's not.
Only
a lemon.
Isn't
it the lemon when spritz, the alternative to the Aperol? It's just not as nice.
I never heard of that.
Really? Yeah, there's lemon spritz. Isn't that made with limoncello? Yeah.
Hmm.
So anyway, do you know what?
Well,
save your money. Don't bother trying
off,
it.
So maybe. Well, I once brought back, when it was harder to get good paella rice here, I brought back 2 kilos of paella rice from Spain about 20 years ago. And flying at Ryanair, my case was 2 kilos overweight. And my mom was like, what are you doing? Take the paella rice out. You spent a couple of euros. So I ended up spending 36 euro in excess baggage fees to bring back 2 bags of rice.
I hope it was nice paella.
It wasn't that great. It doesn't taste the same at home, but anyway.
What's your favourite holiday song, Maya?
Okay, here's the thing. This is the disclaimer. I firmly believe that holiday music is not a reflection of your musical tastes. You have to, you know, think of karaoke.
Oh, listen, I'm very proud of my rubbish music taste. It's fine.
But the stuff, it's like, when I think of summer, I think of the Venga Boys.
Yeah.
We were in Malaysia. We were on a bus once. And the bus driver, a little local bus, he had one CD and it was the Venga Boys. And it was an 8-hour bus journey.
Love it.
On a loop. And there were chickens and everything.
The Venga bus is coming.
I know. So I always go, I always tap my toe to that. And
oh, I love, you're going to make me play out Lunchtime Live this Friday with the Venga Boys.
I would never listen to that kind of Euro trash at home. But when you're away.
It's gold.
It's brilliant.
Yeah. That's our song for today, is it? Is that what you're, I love it. I love that that's what you're going to make me play here at Lunchtime Live. And I love that it reminds you of just summer fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Listen, it's been a real pleasure.
Thank you, Andrew.
Not at all. Thanks a million for coming into us today. Writer and broadcaster Maya Dunphy. We will leave you with her favourite summer tune.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insuranceBroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.